commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Hello, we're from the government and we'd like to take a look around. If you rent an apartment in Wausau, that will be happening to you. Wausau's new landlord licensing ordinance calls for all rental properties to be inspected every 3 years. That means a building inspector will show up at your apartment with the expectation of coming inside. That's a privacy issue, and the argument in favor of the inspections is a weak one. It's for your own good, will be the response. After all, the city doesn't want renters living in squalor. But that doesn't wash. If a tenant doesn't think their apartment is well maintained, they are free to rent from someone else. And in Wausau, there is a separate rent abatement ordinance. A tenant could file a complaint against their landlord and could have part of their rent refunded if there are long-standing uncorrected problems. Wausau's rent abatement law also says tenants cannot be retaliated against for complaining. There is also an equal protection problem with the city's new policy. Wausau's ordinance sets up a two-class system. People who rent their homes are in one class. A government agent gets to enter and inspect their residence. But people who own their own homes are in a separate class. They are exempt. And there's legal precedent for homeowners to refuse to allow government agents in their home. When the tax assessor knocks at your door, a homeowner can refuse to let them inside. An assessment is then done from the curb. And there are many cases where a homeowner has made improvements, like a new bathroom in the basement that they didn't get a permit for, that the tax assessor would miss if they're not allowed in. Before Wausau's ordinance, these types of inspections were generally handled under a lease. A rental agreement might include language that lets the landlord enter at set periods of time, maybe every 6 months, to inspect the property. There might also be language about whether the renter gets advance notice and whether the tenant can be present during those inspections. And of course, there are exceptions for emergency flooding or fires, for instance. This also doesn't apply for criminal activity where police can enter after getting a warrant. Wausau has a reasonable goal here, to make sure the city's stock of rental properties are up to code. But the city also has an obligation to use the least intrusive methods possible, and they haven't. The ordinance could have been written to say unrented apartments will be inspected before a tenant moves in. A group of Wausau landlords are suing the city, and I suppose it's more about the licensing fees than my privacy, but I still hope they win their case.